This is Robert Mark. I'm the chair of the Pacifica Foundation Audit Committee. We're having our special meeting tonight, May 9th, 2017. The meeting was to commence at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, and 4:30 Pacific. The open session of the meeting will terminate at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and 5:30 Pacific. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Sure. Grace Allen?
Here.
Okay, Grace is here. Ahmad Anderson? Ahmad?
I'm here.
Yeah, Ahmad is here. Okay. Benito Diaz? Benito is here. Duane Duncan? She's not here yet. Sasha Futron? Not here yet. Jamie Gomez? Not here yet. William Heerwagen? Not here yet. Ken Loffer? Not here yet. Robert Mark?
Mark is here.
Mark is here. P.K. McCary? P.K. McCary is not present. Dorothy Reich?
Here.
Dorothy is here. Irene Rosen?
Here.
Irene is here. James Sagerton. James Sagerton is not here. Akio Tanaka is here. Judy Hewitt.
Here.
Judy is here. Okay, so we have eight people and we have call.
Okay. Thank you, Aki. Appreciate it. The next thing on the agenda is selection of timekeepers. Prior to calling, convening the meeting, Aki had volunteered, if nobody else wants it, to time the speakers. Is there a volunteer to time the agenda item?
I can time the speakers if someone else can time the agenda items. This is Grace.
Okay. I can do the agenda. Okay, I can do the agenda. I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Aaron is doing the speaker timing, and Aki Tanaka is doing the agenda item time. Next thing on the agenda is the agenda approval. I sent out the agenda.
I don't have an agenda.
Well, it was sent out by me, and it was sent out by Aki.
Time.
Who is this speaking?
It's Dorothy, and I'm actually by a computer looking at where all my emails come from, you guys, and I don't see an agenda. I see a lot of minutes.
Okay. Aki, can you send her the agenda, the email that you sent out the agenda on?
Sure. So, Chair, this is Benito.
I'm sorry, Benito? I didn't hear you.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to, can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead and speak.
Yeah, I have the same problem. I looked, and I don't see the agenda. Okay, I'm going to send it right now. Don't worry.
I sent it out at 11 o'clock this morning. And Aki sent it out later this afternoon.
Okay, I'm going to send one.
I just have minutes from you, unless it's in there. It's a minute.
It was a separate email from Aki.
Uh-uh. Anyway, I'm going to send the agenda right now. So, don't worry. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, this is Julie. I see it. I got it at 11:38 this morning, and the subject line was agenda for tonight.
Okay, so you got these sent, so whoever doesn't have it can get it, and whoever has a duplicate can delete it. So, all right.
Benito, I have as your email vivealbizu@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, V-I-V-E.
V-I-Z-E-A-L-D-I-Z-U.
Yeah. Two V's, right?
Only one V. Yeah, two V's, one with an I in the middle.
Yeah, V like in Victor, I, V like in Victor, E.
Okay, yeah, I've got that. And Dorothy,
yeah,
yours is Dorothy Reich at pdsmm.org.
Oh, okay, you sent most of the other stuff on to just Dorothy, so I'll look at Dorothy Reich. Okay, I'll look at the other email.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay. All right. Okay, Pete, bye.
Does anybody want to offer a motion with regard to the agenda?
Chair, this is Benito.
Yes. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I haven't. Oh, wait a minute. Here it goes. I just got the agenda. But
okay,
I'm
not going to move it along until everybody gets to look at it. I just thought we'd get it on the table.
Oh, okay.
This is Grace. I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. Now, if anybody has any additions, corrections, deletions.
Well, I still don't have the agenda on either email, so I don't know. Send it to Dorothy at pdsmn.org. Just Dorothy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's not here.
Okay, I'll make that correction on my master list.
Okay, perfect. That's where Aki sends everything, so.
I thought I stole this email list from him, but my computer may have remembered another email address for you from previous correspondence.
Yeah. My life's too complicated.
Anybody?
Yeah, well, Benito?
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I just wanted to add an item.
What is your item?
I don't even know what to call it. ability of directors to participate in committee meetings. Or participation by directors and committee.
Okay, where did you want to put that?
Could we put it after the minutes, so depending on how we vote, maybe the folks could come in.
Okay.
After minutes.
Okay, any objection?
I'm confused about the agenda item, and I think whatever it is, we need to put it after the discussion of the audit firm, because that's what this meeting's about.
Well,
may I vote? May I motivate?
Go ahead.
Yeah. The reason I suggested after minutes is because I know that two people in particular for this meeting, other people in previously, have requested other directors who are not members of this committee have requested to be able to participate. So depending on how we vote, then it would be good if we could send them an email or something so that they can do so.
All right, well, it's up to the...
If we leave it at the end of the meeting...
We don't get through our agendas as it is. If we allow non-members of the committee to participate as opposed to just listen as they probably are right now, well, then we'll absolutely guarantee we don't get through our agendas.
If
they had wanted to be on this committee, they could run for it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not necessarily the case.
I call the question.
Well, I like to
call the question. Folks, we're trying to decide whether or not to add an item to the agenda. If we add it to the agenda, when we get to wherever it goes, then we can discuss it, the merits, and vote one way or the other.
Okay.
All right. So I move we put it as item 7.
I requested, my motion was after the minutes.
I understand. That sounds like an amendment to me. So was that you, Grace?
It's Dorothy. I amend the motion.
Dorothy, I'm sorry.
Make it item 7.
Okay. Any discussion? Is there any objection to the amendment?
I object. I already gave my reason.
Okay. That's your right.
Yeah. Allow people to participate.
So the secretary can call a roll on the amendment?
Okay. So what are we doing? Voting on the amendment?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What is the amendment?
The amendment is that we have an item added to the agenda. The original motion is that we add an item to the agenda at item number V1 that concerning the ability of adding directors not members of this committee to participate in our meeting.
Right. Okay, now we're going
to add the amendment was to make it item 7, after item 7, which would make it 7-1.
Okay. All right. So, okay, we'll vote on the amendment. All right, Grace Allen?
Yeah.
What does Grace say? Grace?
Grace said yes.
I vote yes.
Okay. Ahmad?
No.
No? Okay. Benito, yes?
No.
Okay. Then Duncan? He's not on yet. Okay. Sasha Futman? Not on. Jamie Gomez?
Yes.
Yes, okay. William Hewagen. Bill? Oh, hang on a second. Bill? Hewagen?
Can anybody hear
me? How did you vote? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, I've been muted the whole meeting. I wanted to get on the stack.
Well, you weren't, you weren't checked in yet. Go ahead.
I was checked in.
We're voting on.
I was trying to talk, and nobody could hear me. And you just had to unmute me. So the use of your system. This is a ridiculous system. You're muting people on purpose. You're muting people, whether you did it accidentally or not. It's still you're muting people. I've been on the call for at least 10 minutes, and nobody could hear me because you had to switch off. You do that. I object.
Anyway, William, how did you vote on the amendment to accept the item
because I wanted to be on the stack for this, and you had me muted.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to you then. Ken Moffa is not here. Sorry, Robert Mark?
I pass.
You pass? Okay. And T.K. McCary, how'd you vote?
I pass.
Okay, you pass too. Okay. Dorothy Wright?
Yes.
Dorothy is yes. Irene Rosen?
I'm very sorry, but I've lost track of what we're voting on.
This is to put the item after item 7 for Benito's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I pass.
Okay, you pass too. Okay. Changing side of things, not on. Tanaka will vote yes. Jury, do it.
I pass.
You pass too? Okay. So anybody who wants to change votes on the pass, P.K. McCary?
I'm sorry, I got on a little late, so my apologies. I was just confused, and I don't want to vote for something I missed. So
okay,
you know.
All right. Hey, Irene Watson, you want to change it to pass to anything?
No, I don't.
Okay, and Julie, how about you?
Let it stand at pass.
Oh, okay. So it's 4 yes,
William,
2 no.
William,
am I muted again?
Am I muted again?
No, you're on.
William. William,
yeah,
you cannot speak. You cannot get the floor during a vote. So you're not going to be recognized when you sign a vote, unless you want to change your vote.
I didn't.
Okay,
vote.
Would you like to vote?
Get back to me.
He did. He asked if anybody wanted to change their vote.
Called everybody's name except mine. Well, he called some names and didn't call mine.
Okay, you vote no. Okay, that's fine. So 4 yes, 3 no, and 4 pass, 4 abstention.
Okay, the amendment to the motion passes. The next thing we need to do is, since William was cut out of the debate and had something to say, I'm going to allow William to speak to the motion as amended.
Okay. Chair, this Benito, can you just repeat the vote? 4 yes, 3 no, and 4 abstention. Okay.
This is William. Is it my turn to speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. As I think Benito tried to point out, this is something that is a right of directors, and it's probably in the bylaws, to attend any meeting. So for us to say, well, no, directors can't attend meetings because we don't want any interruptions is absurd. And anybody who votes votes to not have it discussed is really strange. It's in the bylaws, and directors have rights. Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. And the point would be that it should be at the beginning of the meeting, not at the end of the meeting, because the directors are supposed to be able to get in. And the secretary, I understand, has not been providing the directors with pins when they ask for them. They should get them maybe automatically.
Craig, make a statement to this.
Yes, go ahead, Aki.
Robert. Okay, this is what the bylaw says. Further as the committee meeting goes, all of the open sessions are streamed at KPFTX website so they can listen. The bylaw says that notice of special meeting of committee shall also be given to all alternate committee members who shall have the right to attend all meetings of the committee. It doesn't say anything about any other committee who is not in the committee member. That's what the bylaw says. You can go and read it.
Well, and may I respond? Is William?
I'll let you respond, William.
Thank you. You're being very selective in the bylaws, and I don't have the book open in front of me, and I don't have access to looking at it on my computer now. I'm sure we'll find in there that directors have a right not only to attend any meeting they want, but to all documents, et cetera. So it's just absurd to say that directors cannot attend. That's absurd.
Can we move the agenda?
By the way, this is also, we are past the time of the agenda approval.
If the time has been called, there's no stack, Benito. The secretary will call the roll on the amendment to the agenda as that amendment was amended.
Council, okay? So this is the original Benito as amended. Okay, go ahead. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Excuse me? Okay. And yes. Ahmad Anderson?
No.
Ahmad? Okay, Ahmad is no. Benito?
Yes.
Benito is yes, okay. Elaine Duncan is not here. All right, let's see here. Sanchez, not here. Jamie Gomez.
Yes.
Jamie Gomez, yes. William Gehlagen.
Yes.
William Gehlagen, yes. Ken Loaf is not here. Robert Mark. Passing.
The chair passes at this time.
Yeah. PK McKay?
Okay, I think I'm getting it now. Yes.
Okay. And Dorothy Reich?
Yes.
Dorothy is yes. Irene Lawson?
Yes.
Irene is yes. James is here. Tanaka is yes. And Julie, do it?
Yes.
Okay, Julie is yes. 9 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so the amendment as amended is now item, what did we say?
Seven.
Okay.
7-1, right? It's after 7.
7 and establish the next meeting is 8. Okay.
So the next thing we have to do is approve the agenda as it has been added to. Is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved as we have added things tonight. Next thing on the agenda is minutes approval.
So moved.
Question.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I saw in, I guess it was May, it should have said May 2nd, but it said Tuesday, May 1st minute, where it says that the April 25th minutes were to be postponed so that in order to allow for inclusion of Williams' corrections or amendments, whatever. So my question would be, does this version include Williams? We're talking about April 25th right now, right?
Correct. So, can I answer to that? We are talking about April 25th and May 2nd. We can go ahead and dispose of April 25th first, since that seems to be the one where there was contention. Aki, did you want to address the status of the amendment or the minutes you sent out today?
Yeah, the April 25th minutes includes all the amendments that were submitted to me from William Gehlagen. So I included that in the minutes that I sent out. So all of William's changes should be in there. And then we can first approve the April 25th minutes if you want to. If that's okay.
William for the stack.
Good morning, William. Sure.
Okay, in the area where some of my changes were, how do I describe this? A paragraph starts with hair wagon, then it has 1, 2, and it says vote to uphold ruling of the chair. But then after the vote count, it says Robert Marks is confirmed as the chair. That's not what the vote was about. The vote was about that my objection was ruled out of order and the chair was upheld.
I have no objection to crossing out that line. The legal effect is I was confirmed as the chair, but I think it's you're right, it should be in the minutes.
Okay. So I'll just delete that line. Okay.
Okay, so don't you reissue them?
Yeah, I'll reissue that. Mm-hmm.
Is
there any? Yes,
this is Grace. Can I? Okay, never mind. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, is there any other objection to the April 25 minutes, or can we approve them subject to the correction that William just suggested? Hearing none, these are approved, subject to sending out a corrected version and, I assume, posting as corrected. The next thing would be the May 2nd minutes.
Yes.
We're sent out, dated May 1. You don't have any objection, Aki, to changing the date to May 2?
Yeah, we'll change that.
Okay, anybody else? Thank you for catching that, by the way, Benito.
Thank you.
Okay, any objection to approving the May 2nd minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Next thing on the agenda is my motion with regard to Mr. Anderson, which, as you all know, has no legal effect because Mr. Anderson is here tonight and you start counting all over again. But the question is, I got a lot of feedback for sending out that memo because I'm somehow unfeeling about something I have no control over. But I think that as a matter of courtesy and compassion, we could approve this motion, understanding that it's a moot point.
So moved.
Somebody want?
So moved. Second.
And is there any discussion?
Could I read it?
Sure.
Hello?
Can I be
on the stack? Hello?
Yeah, PK on the stack. Hello? State your name, please.
Ahmad.
And Benito. And PK is the way I heard them yelling without me being able to tell who it was. If y'all don't disagree with that. Ahmad, you go first.
So first of all, I do understand that, and it wasn't too much about the chair that I was responding to. I was responding to the policy itself. Some of you may or may not know, but I'm an HR person. I was the former director of HR for Pacifica. I just find, and as you spoke about the lack of compassion for individuals who cannot attend, in my case, that my partner is diagnosed with cancer, so it's taken me out the game. Previously, I have attended all things necessary on the LSB side, and only just recently elected quite recently after the community. My concern is that sort of because of the gender, if you have the right to be excused at the LSB level, you should have the right to be excused at the national level. And I do understand the importance of the work that has been that's been going on. I've read the emails. I understand it from the root core. But I think somebody mentioned, and I know who it was in one of the emails, that it should be a consideration that if a person cannot come, then they be allowed the opportunity to send a delegate in their place, whether it be the chair of the LSB or somebody from the somebody else, so to speak. From that, but and that be approved by either the LSB chair or by the committee chair. But to oust people, and here we are, and I'm not going to wait more than anybody else, who give their time and effort on a non-paying board, I just think it's not fair. And it hasn't, in many cases, delayed the process of getting work done. And yet, I do understand the root of why it was developed because the lack of quorum. Honest with you all, and you all need to be honest with yourself, sometimes the lack of quorum is because we just don't get along so people stop coming to the meeting. So that's my piece, and I say it with all respect to everybody and time that you're giving, and that's my piece.
Okay, Benito.
I would just ask the chair, given that Ahmed is here today, then what exactly do you want us to do, or what is the status of this motion?
Grace moved the motion. We're going to discuss it, and we're going to have a vote on it. But as I pointed out earlier, it's a legal moot point in terms of disqualification from the committee because Ahmed is here.
Right.
However, I think that he has just made a statement. He may have said it better than I did when I wrote the motion, but he raises some issues that ought to be considered. We ought to have it in our minutes that there is some concern about the rule that doesn't take into account exigent circumstances.
This is Dorothy for the staff.
Okay, PK was next. Dorothy's next after her.
Again, you know, being the newbie, I'm not trying to cause any problems, but what is the business, how is business influenced, and how is being understanding of what is the best way to handle this so that
I think
we can get on with business?
I think this would be resolved at a higher level, but it won't even be considered if some statement isn't made. I don't know the rule that Ahmad quoted about sending a designate. I don't know where that is or what the authority for it is, but if we say something, then maybe we can have a discussion about it, or Ahmad could draft a motion to submit to the PMB, or I'll be happy to submit it for him, that addresses this issue. I know that,
yeah.
You know, we have a rather stringent rule at my LSB that it cuts off your right to request an excused absence at 4 p.m. So if you get hit by a bus at 4:01, you're not excused. But if you're on vacation and you remember to request it before 4 o'clock, you are excused. That, to me, is not very compassionate.
No.
And we are supposed to be the compassionate people in the political spectrum. Dorothy, go ahead.
This is Grant.
Okay.
Excuse me. I belong to a lot of boards, you know, that, and the way it's handled is that you have something called an alternate, and you actually fill out a form, and you have a designated alternate who qualified to be your substitute if you're not there. And I suggest that we, if we can't do that here because it's not in the bylaws, we suggest a bylaw amendment that all committee members submit the name of an alternate. And that's the only person who can be there for you. You can't just pick one person one month, another person another month. You pick your alternate. And your alternate knows if you can't make it, your alternate has to be there.
Okay.
It has to be a
Grace, did you have something to say?
Yes, I think we should decide to refer this issue to the Governance Committee to hash it out, and I don't think we should take any more time on it in this meeting.
I appreciate that, Grace. I'm on the Governance Committee, too, so thanks.
Okay, is there any objection to referring this matter to the Governance Committee? Hearing no objection, the item is referred to the Governance Committee, which is meeting what next? Tuesday, is that right?
Yes, next Tuesday.
That's what, the 15th, 14th, 16th? I don't have a calendar.
It's 16th. It's Tuesday the 16th.
Okay.
We can make that suggestion that we do this, start setting up the alternate procedure.
Okay. It would require, I mean, it might require a bylaws amendment, but there are people, you know, thinking in terms of those things, so... So be it. Next item on the agenda is the update on RFP responses. Aki, what's your report?
Okay. So we basically have three firm proposals submitted by Ross Wisdom, Riccardi, and Bob Riccardi is another one who is based in San Mateo. Then the Brigadier and Associates based in Danville.
Where?
And there's one Danville, you know, on the other side of the tunnel. What? Danville? Anyway, it's local. Basic thing is that two of the firms were local, and Ross Wisdom is in New York. And we're expecting one more from Harrington's group, because they've been engaging us in some conversation, so we might get one from them. So all in all, we might have four by the 15th.
Okay. And that's pretty bad. And nobody else has nibbled at all? Do you think that'll be all there will be?
Yeah, I think there'll be, I think there'll be it. There haven't been any substantial nibbles beyond that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, I guess we can go into detail about the proposals in the executive session that's coming up. Next item on the agenda is...
Did Benito?
Yes.
A delayed response. I'm just going to ask. We have a deadline. I don't remember the date.
3 p.m. May 15th.
The May 15th, okay. So that's going to be here in a minute. And we only have four responses so far. So I wonder if that means that maybe we need to amplify the pool, you know, reach out to a larger group of audit companies, audit firms. I don't know. I'm just thinking aloud, wondering.
Anybody else want to comment?
I'd like to comment because I leave.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you said we have four proposals in hand and are expecting...
We have three in hand and one we're expecting.
Okay, that seems like not a bad crop to me, and let's hope that at least one of them is adequate and would pass our selection criteria. I'm not sure we need to really look for more if any of these are good enough.
Also, can you repeat that? I couldn't hear.
I think we have enough offers as long as, you know, one or two of them are adequate and respond to our needs.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Julie. So I agree.
Julie.
Yes, I agree that... you know, that we got at least three and possibly four. Well, and could be even more. It's just that four is, you know, your projection for right now based on interaction. It means that we met the rule of at least three. And by rule, I don't mean specific rule. I mean good practice rule.
Okay, anybody else? Hearing nothing, we'll move on the agenda. And this is where I got confused. Are we going to discuss the next steps first, or are we going to discuss the amendment to the agenda?
Discuss what?
I'm confused as where we put the amendment to the agenda about ability of other directors to participate.
It's now. I don't
it's
have
right now.
Other than establish next meeting after this.
What happened to next steps?
I don't have any
on the
next
agenda.
Steps on my agenda. I have no next steps on my agenda.
Well, I have them on mine.
This is Julie. It's the It might be the difference between the executive session minutes and the public minutes.
I have a chair's proposed agenda.
Both agendas say that at the top.
Mm-hmm.
One says special meeting public and the other says special meeting executive. If we don't come up with a process, then I guess we'll make our decision solely on the basis of reviewing the proposals without any interaction with the firms. Because at the last meeting, I had asked people to send me their thoughts, and the only one that sent out any thoughts at all was me. And that was to follow the way in which our personnel committee interviews people, which is designating two people to ask questions. The questions are predetermined, and then those interviews are recorded and posted on some kind of a wall so that every member of the committee can go to that and listen to those interviews. That was the one proposal I got on how to proceed.
Because it sounded so good that none of us wanted to do anything else.
Ahmad on the stack.
Go ahead, Ahmad.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. The process in the RFS is as stated. There should be next steps that we review, make a determination with a list of questions that we provide for each particular group, and the interview then be at least be aired so folks provide transparency so people can hear that. I guess at this point, though, I think this may be the right time to have that type of dialogue before we even consider. And I guess the question is, should we consider the amendment at this particular time or move forward with the next steps? And I think to move the business, it probably is better to make sure we have a process in place and agreed upon that before we invite others in, since we haven't had others in that have got us to this point.
I agree.
Because we didn't start, and so that you know, I have been listening. I wasn't fully absent, but I have been listening to other meetings. We did not start the process with it in mind that when we got to this stage or at any particular stage, we would open it up for the rest of the group. I think we continue to the point where we've got things in place and then make a decision that is a process step in place and then make a decision whether we include others. It may throw us off the timeliness in which we need to get this process done for the good of Pacifica. That's my word.
William, for a sec. William, you're next.
Thank you. In regard to your question, Robert, as to what's next, when we were talking about the agenda, you had said that Benito's suggestion would be 7.1, or so that would be what's up now.
And I was corrected on that, and somebody spewed out hard Roman numeral numbers, and I couldn't figure out how they fit together. But apparently someone has an agenda that doesn't have item 8 on it. It was the major work to be done by the committee tonight. Julie, go ahead.
So there's two agendas, right? One is for the public, the open meeting that began at 7:30 Eastern Time, and the second agenda is for the 8:30 proposed start time for the executive session agenda, and it doesn't have next steps on it. And I just wanted to, correct the confusion might be that we're looking at two different agendas. I agree that the amendment to the agenda was for the open meeting, and it was to move Benito's thing to 7.1, which means it would be the thing that's up now. But then the thing that would follow it, according to the open agenda, would be, in fact, next steps, and that's slated for 20 minutes of discussion.
Except for, it's 7:20 now. And there was a hard time on the agenda for us to pick the next meeting. And if we discuss that now, we will not discuss next steps.
which means we are pushing back the process of selecting an auditor until we can do that, which I'm not so sure isn't the agenda of some of the people on. Because once the audit isn't done, Pacifica fails. So I'm okay with it. I'm calling the amendment about the discussion concerning adding directors to our meetings who are not members of the committee. Who wants to address it? It was your motion, Benito, so why don't you motivate?
All right, thank you. I, like William spoke to this earlier, I'm in the same boat. I made this motion, but I didn't get a chance to check the bylaws to see exactly where it's at in the bylaws. I would say that what I do know, first of all, let me correct the idea. This is not about adding anybody to the committee. This is about the right of all directors to listen in on and or participate in any meeting of any committee. So the difference being that whereas anybody in the world can, you know, listen in on the KPFTX, the directors have the right to use, well, you know, in this case it would be these individual pins or codes, whatever. Normally it's whatever the numbers are that Otis spills out. But in any case, the point is that's a practice of the PMB, at least as far as I know. I'm sure it went back earlier, but as far as I know, going back to February of 2013, both while Summer was the IED, and then when Margie was the IED, and then when Lydia was the IED, all those
PMB.
If I can finish my sentence. Throughout that period, throughout that period, the practice has been that all directors can come into whatever meeting of whatever committee. But they would not be members of the committee. They just have the right to listen and say something if absolutely necessary.
This is great for the stack.
And Dorothy for the stack.
And the mod was on the stack.
PK to the stack.
Okay, that's more than I can remember all at once, but Grace was first.
Okay, I just sent everybody on this committee a motion that was passed, approved by the Pacifica National Board on March 30th of 2017. May I read it?
Sure.
I sent it to everybody, and it was in the agenda of that meeting. Whereas PNB committees are crucial to the work of the Board of Directors, and whereas governance work is slowed down when large PNB committees fail to meet quorum, and whereas the Pacifica bylaws encourage equal representation from all five stations on national bodies, and whereas the PNB values the input of local delegates and does not want to dilute their votes by a surfeit of directors on advisory committees, it is moved the PNB rescind the 2014 motion allowing multiple directors from the same stations to serve on each PNB committee and restricts PNB committee membership when committee composition is not otherwise specified in the bylaws to one director from each station to be chosen by all the directors and up to two non-director delegates from each station to be chosen by all the delegates at that station using IRV elections when there are more candidates than available seats. Now, I suggest, obviously, any director can listen to open meetings on the stream, that, so they can participate by listening. But also, I would suggest, personally, that some adjustment be made to allow PNB directors to listen to closed meetings, but not to participate. Allowing directors who have not been elected to these committees to participate violates this motion and should not be allowed, unless somebody wants to rescind the motion. I sent everybody this motion, which is now policy of Pacifica.
Benito to the stack.
Yeah, who was next on the stack? Dorothy, I believe.
I did great. We have enough trouble. We only have a couple of people, and they're able to, who are able to shut down our meetings, really, very easily by just continuing to have points of order and points of information and more discussion, and we can't get anything done. So I think that Grace's resolution, Grace read, is correct. People want to listen in, that's fine. Well, we can't have, we have too many people on this committee already. Probably I'm extraneous on this committee. But we need to get our things done or we're going to lose our station.
Okay, I think it was PK and then Ahmad, but you could correct me on that.
I think Ahmad was first.
Okay, Ahmad, go ahead.
PK, I'll defer to you and go after you.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that part of the problem is the consideration of people who impact or otherwise influence what is happening in discussions, and that we're trying to, or you all are trying, to find a way to circumvent that, except that you're not going to be able to totally circumvent that simply because there's still other ways for people to influence and impact when they listen, whether or not they can say anything to the people on the board. And again, as I continue to kind of say, the factionalism, and I'm not talking about what happens when we're on the board. I'm talking about the emails and the statements and things that are sent via email. Some people ignore them. To my peril, I read each and every one of them. You're right. We are being impacted and influenced by one another, and it's not always good. What kind of thing can we do to create a commitment of those that are on these committees to fulfill our obligations? And what agreement can we come up with that understands we're not going to all get what we want, but if we are ethical, have integrity, and we stick to what the issues are, we might be able to get this done. But there's one caveat to that, and that is when something is done outside of this committee that impacts the committee, how do we address that?
Fine.
Who was next? Ahmad was next.
Yeah, I'm next. I'm not going to belabor the issue, but I think most of us have what Grace has provided. I just want to ensure that those of us who were elected to the committee, we were sent to the committee with the respect and the authority to do the job and not to be babysat during the meeting. And I think that's the concern, that as long as they want to listen, and, you know, we all are, you know, moved by other folks and their thoughts and opinions, but as long as we are able to continue to move forward with the process, it lends a great deal of integrity to not have others get in where they do not necessarily fit in making decisions at this level.
Okay, William for the staff. Benito is next, then William.
Yeah, Grace's motion has absolutely nothing to do with this issue. The PNB did pass that motion that Grace read. But the motion that Grace read speaks to how many directors from each station can belong to each committee. This ain't got nothing. What my proposal or my amendment has absolutely nothing to do, not affect in any way, shape, if I can finish, the number of people who would be on the committee. What it speaks to is something totally different, which is the absolute right of all directors to weigh in on any issue that affects the PMV. That is their job. And so whether or not someone, if somebody's on PMV, whether or not they belong to the committee ain't got nothing to do with nothing. What it has to do with is that from time to time, some issues come that the committee will deal with this issue, that issue. And I'm not talking about this committee in particular either, any committee.
Fine.
Well, the point is, people, all right, anyway, the point
That's
is that people,
You're
all right, if I can finish.
And I'd like to point out that we're 1 minute past the end of the time for this meeting.
Here's what I suggest. Since the proponents of this have not taken the time to research it, even though they knew it was coming, what I think that we should do is, A, let the proponents of this articulate it, and we will put it on the agenda for our next meeting earlier than the business of the committee with respect to the audit for 10 minutes. I also
point
think
of order.
That we ought
this
to be
great.
Prepared.
This is great. Yeah. I have a point of order.
Yes, Grace?
I think it is out of order to discuss this particular subject in this committee. This is a governance committee subject, not an audit committee subject. So it's out of order to take it up in this committee.
Point of order.
You have left me with no information that allows me to rule on this. I'm going to overrule the point of order, and I'm going to suggest that you all be prepared to fight this battle at our next meeting, including Aki. I want you to poll the PNB. I want you to ask them who wants to participate, and I want you to be prepared to send them a code if the committee allows people to join in at our next meeting so that they can be on the call. I suspect that we'll have to initiate some kind of rule using the number codes for non-members of the committee.
Chair, can I make a statement?
Yeah.
I think that everybody can go to the bylaws and look at Article 8, Section 5. And then after everybody reads that and carefully analyzes it, we can discuss this again.
Well, I will listen. I will entertain anything anybody wants to send me for the agenda for the next meeting. Right now, I hope, there is a meeting noticed, an executive session meeting noticed for next Monday.
There is one.
So that we can go through the proposals that we get in. The deadline's 3 p.m. next Monday. I had suggested that we notice, like we did tonight, a one-hour meeting beginning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, and whatever that is, Pacific, and then a one-hour executive session to go through the proposals. So anything you all send me on that other subject, is there any objection to scheduling those meetings, having those meetings on that date?
What are the dates again?
The dates are next Monday, the 15th.
Oh, wow. Monday.
Well, I have a deadline for submitting proposals.
Benito to the stack. William was on
the stack.
What was the other
time ran out for the item, William.
What's the other date?
There is no other date. It's Monday the 15th.
Okay, perfect.
It's too late to schedule one for
Grace.
Tuesday.
This is Grace. It's on It's noticed for Tuesday. If we want to have an open session. I'm on KPFTX, right? Oh, I'm sorry. I've got the wrong date, a wrong month. Sorry.
It's noticed. Or 7:30 or 8:30?